So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So I am riddled with flu, man flu, cold, lucky to be alive. So feeling a little bit rough, but feeling much better than I did just a few days ago. But you could probably hear it in my voice, I'm speaking through my nose, it feels like at the moment. Anyway, let me get my pointy. There we go, it's Christmas after all. Put a bit of Christmas cheer onto it. So, in this session I want to talk about goal setting. So this really came about because yesterday we had a coaching call and we actually spent quite a lot of time just dealing with mindset and goal setting specifically, because we've got, you know, 2023 is just 2 weeks away, folks. It's the 16th of December today. We're not far away from the end of the year, for God's sake. I mean, I know we've got Christmas to get through, but Christmas is upon us in just 9 days. Do you like my little Santa man? So, yeah, it's Christmas, why not? And when you have man flu and cold, I don't know what planet I'm on anyway. I probably won't even remember doing this live stream, so I'll wake up tomorrow and go, what was that? Anyway, let's talk about 12 months from now. So the question is, obviously we've got to get through this next 2 weeks, but a year from now, as you're looking back at now, what do you want it to look like? This is what goal setting truly is. So, like, imagine yourself in December. Imagine it's now December 2023, and you're just looking back at the year that you've just had. What do you want to be saying to yourself? What do you want your friends and family to be saying to you? What do you want to feel in your body? Is it stress? Is it a vibration of some kind? Is it something that's going to get you excited? Or is it depression? Is it, oh, bollocks, I've not done what I wanted to do, right? And so this is why this is really important. And it's about just putting that emotion 12 months into your future, so that imagining that it's 2023 now and you're looking back, you're either going to go, do you know what? 2023 was a brilliant year, life-changing. Or you're going to go, do you know what? And that, it's not really what we want you to have. What we want you to have is this, oh my God, 2023. Look at me, I'm about to get all excited now. 2023 was the most exciting year ever. I mean, we've got some big goals. Digital marketing agency. We're selling up some of our properties. First completions. It only takes 4 months to sell a property. Good God. First completions start in January. And I mean, throughout all of next year, we're going to have completions as we're starting to shift away from property and more into generating more business through the digital marketing agency, which is probably something we're going to sell in a couple of years. But in order to get there, we've got a goal set. And the whole point about setting goals is that you're going to create something that you actually look forward to. That's the whole point, right? And I think people kind of miss that. Setting goals isn't something for you to then accomplish and for you to then beat yourself up if you haven't accomplished them. Setting goals is about you looking forward to how you're going to feel. It's looking forward to the cash flow that's now coming into your business because of what that enables you to do. It's not money coming into your business for the sake of money coming into your business, because what's the point in that? I've just had a conversation with one of our guys. We've just taken on another web designer. What were we, December, aren't we? So end of November. So he's 2 weeks into his job, and he's messaged me today saying, oh, it might be slightly delayed because I'm just moving into a new apartment, so got a few things to sort out. And I'm like, dude, take the day off. What, you're moving into an apartment? We're 2 weeks before the end of the year. Just take the bloody day off. If you want to work it an extra day, that's fine. Work it over weekend. If you don't want to work it, that's totally fine. But it enables us to have that power to be able to do this for people. And that's what makes me feel good, right? So 12 months from now, it's not just about us generating more cash. It's about how can that help the people that we work with, the family that turns, you know, the team that turns into our family, that enables us to generate all this business for all our clients, which are like our extended family. Like that feeling right there, that's why we goal set. That's why we do all this. We're just working really hard at the moment. Just finished one major website migration. And then we're working on another major website migration with a lot of moving parts. and we're up against it, we're against the clock, and there's lots of different things going on with it. But I know that in the next couple of days, once that's completed, the opportunity for that business to grow is huge, immense. And that's what makes us feel really good as part of our team and part of our extended team. And what's really interesting as well, and we find our customers coming on board with us with this, is that when a customer pays us, I don't know, $12.50 a month, let's say, that customer understands that that $12.50 doesn't go into buying a Lamborghini, but it actually goes into us recruiting more talent within our team, which enables us to provide more services, which increases our ability to put out more content and generate more customers for that client. They actually understand that, and we explain it. So if we have five of those clients all paying $12.50, that's what, $6,250, isn't it, I think? If you have five of those clients all paying that, they know that a good proportion of that money is going back into the business to generate more team members, which will enable them to grow even more. It's like this self-feeding thing. And so when we're setting goals, it's not about, oh, I've accomplished that goal, aren't I good? It's about, okay, what does that goal, having been accomplished, enable us to do? That's the difference right there. And I think it's really important to put that into context about what is goal setting. It's not just a tick box exercise. It's pointless doing just a tick box exercise. Your goals should have some emotion attached to them. When we go, imagine yourself 12 months from now looking back at the year that you've just had and how that feels. Imagine if it's a vibration sitting on your chest. How does that make you feel? What are people saying to you, and how does that make you feel? What are you saying to yourself, and how does that make you feel? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? We want to get it really real as though you're really there in that moment. And that's you connecting that emotion to feeling what that, having achieved that goal, actually feels like. That is like a memory that hasn't happened yet, right? And think about something that traumatized you as a kid. For me, spiders. I was in a den. I was 9 years old. I saw a big, ugly spider. I can still see it now in my mind's eye. And I said, oh, a spider. My brother ran out, knocked the den down. You know, a den, like made out of wood. Thing fell on my head. And from that day, I was always petrified of spiders. Like, that emotion was a connection to spiders. Like, that memory was full of emotion, right? So if we future pace this and we turn it around and we look forward into our future, that memory of December 2023, which is a year from now, and you're like, Dan, that's not a memory. How can it be a memory? It's a memory. It just hasn't happened yet. Like, I know that sounds a bit woo. I get that. I know it sounds a bit woo, but trust me, this is how the human mind works. A reticular activation system. We're not going to go into the whole NLP thing on this, but this is how this stuff works. This is the stuff that I've used for the last 10, 15 years to get me to where I am. And this stuff absolutely works. And I miss it. It's one of the massive things that the pandemic has come in and knocked off completely, completely missed going on these training courses and learning how to do this and having these pit stops along the way. And so we have to do it internally. It's just not the same. It's close, but not the same. So 12 months from now, you've got to work out exactly what it is that you're looking for. If you've got any comments, by the way, just stick them in a chat box and hopefully I'll pick them up. So let me just pull up, actually, because one of the things that I notice is that Facebook and on the OBS live stream, it sometimes doesn't actually... it doesn't put the comments in sometimes. That's what I was going to say. By the way, before I came on, you have no idea how much time I spent messing about with this. And here we go. Where's my Santa hat? Look at that. Oh, no, you can't see it yet. There we go. Look at that. How cool is that? Honestly, I've just... when you get man flu, like, it's the little things. Do you know what I mean? It's the little things that kind of make you happy. I spent half an hour looking for this stuff. Oh, dear. Oops. Where? And I've kept the Santa hat. Here we go. Let's just transition these down. There we go. Let's bring Santa back. Let's talk about your income then. So one of the things that you want to be discussing with your partner and with yourself and for your goals is, what is your income going to look like? And so this is really important, because obviously people go, oh, Dan, money's not important. It's not. Why are you working for it then? Why are you, people, you know, my friends used to say, oh, Dan, all you do is think about money. All you do is talk about money. Money, 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 money. It's all you ever think about. And I'm like, dude, how many hours did you work last week? It's like 60. I'm like, right. Well, I work 30. You're working twice as much as I am. Yeah. But you're on about me thinking about money. You're thinking about 60 hours a week. I'm only thinking about 30 hours a week, right? People say, oh, money's not important. It's bullshit. Of course it's important. Pays for bills, enables you to buy the finer things in life. My little one goes horse riding every Saturday and Sunday. She absolutely loves horse riding, right? And that's my job as a dad. That will enable them to do the things that they really want to do, right? That is part of my, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I sat down, I had a look at this as a dad. What is my job as a dad, right? And I also did this is, what is my job as a CEO of a company that's actually getting quite a lot of staff on board? And part of my job is to, with the staff, is to provide them with resources so that they can go be the best of themselves to create for our customers, right? So that they can, in turn, do the best for themselves and their family and so on. And so that's my job. That's my purpose as a CEO and as of the CEO of the family, right? My job is then to provide resources for my wife, for my kids, so that they can go off and thrive and be the very best. It's not for me to make decisions for them. Sometimes it's my job to advise, but the decisions are ultimately theirs. And so the money enables us to do that. The increase in revenue that we've had, and we've had a 40% increase year on year over last year, which is a decent increase, as I'm sure you'll agree. It's not without its obstacles, not earning more money, but increasing revenues that way. There's a difference between earning more money and revenues, obviously, because we just plow it all back into the business. But making sure that we know what our income targets are going to be. So if your target is 10 grand a month, what's your target for by the end of 2023? Like, if your target for this year was 10 grand a month and you're hitting 10 grand a month now, maybe in January it's 11 grand, and maybe in February it's 12 grand a month, and then 13 grand a month and 14 grand a month. And the process that you're going to go through to work out how to add an extra £1,000 of monthly recurring income onto your revenues every single month, that process that you discover is your gold dust. If you learn how to do that and you learn it just for once, and then you can replicate it again and replicate it again, and you discover a method of being able to generate more business. Like, can you 10x that? Can you 100x that? Absolutely. And so people just want to get to the end goal. If they want to go, okay, I'm on 10 grand a month now, I want to hit 20 grand a month. I just want to get there, Dan. You don't understand. I just need to get there. And I'm like, no, you hold back a little bit. It's the process. It's the learning of that process of how to add an extra 500 a month, an extra 1,000 a month, an extra 2,000 a month. That process right there is what's going to get you to doubling your revenues in the next 12 months, or tripling or quadrupling your revenues. Because when you get to 10 grand a month and then you're getting to 20 grand a month, suddenly 40 and 80 grand a month and 160 grand a month is more realistic, because you've done the groundwork. And most people don't want to do that groundwork. They just want to go, no, Dan, you don't understand. I just need 25 grand a month and I'll be set for life. You don't get to 25 grand a month and be set to life until you start learning how to manage the 2.5 grand a month that you're currently earning. That's how it works. And learning how to increase that 10x, that's how it works. You don't get to manage a £1 million portfolio until you've managed the 100 grand portfolio. You don't get to 5 million or 8 million on property without learning how to manage the 2 million, the 3 million, the 4 million. This journey is what it's about. And so when we're setting those goals for 2023, having income of 50 grand a month, for example, well, where are you starting from this month? 10 grand? So you're going to go from 10 to 50? How does that look? What does the work look like? What are the resources that are needed in order to make you achieve that? What does that look like? Have you quantified those yet? Do you even know what those are? What's your sales process? What landing page? What are the products? And so when people write goal setting, you know, they get a sheet of paper and they go, okay, and they get a pen. My pen, this was a gift from my daughter, by the way. I'm very proud of that. Lamborghini. Yeah, what else? A yacht. Yeah, I want a yacht. A yacht would be really nice. Yeah, what else do I want? six-pack abs. Let's put them down. Yeah, yeah, you got that. Oh, what else? Holidays, 25 grand, and that's it. I've written down my goals. Thank you, Dan. I can leave now. Something's not adding up, is it? Got the Lamborghini written down. I've got the six-pack abs. How about going to the gym every goddamn day? How about dropping your calories to 1,500 a day? It's too big a drop. 1,800 a day is what I'm on. How about finding a method for marketing your business? And not just marketing your business so you can sell more, but having systems and processes that enable you to fulfill the sales that you've just made. You know, this is a natural roadblock in most people's businesses. I could sell 20 clients today, but can we fulfill 20 clients today? No, that would cause us to go bankrupt. That would cause a massive, massive problem. We'd lose all our clients if we did that. We can't grow in such a way. And so when we have these goals, it's great. Lamborghini, six-pack abs, all that stuff. Wonderful. Love it. Awesome. But what are you putting in place? What's the step-by-step process that you're going to put in place that's going to enable you to get there? By the way, six-pack abs. Shit, dude, I'm 50. I'm almost there. It is, we've lost 10 kilos since April. It's the hardest thing ever. Then get hit with bloody man flu, don't we? Lucky to be alive. The only known cure for man flu, of course, is Call of Duty, as we all know, fellas, right? Back me up on this. So it's hard work. Increasing a business by just 40%, that's a huge amount of revenue increase with increasing staff. And then you've got to add culture to your staff. And everyone's working from home, you know? There's no work night out sprawling where we work. Everyone lives in different countries, for goodness sake. So this stuff is really hard. And so just writing down these goals isn't enough. You need a way of implementing what you've actually written down. Let me grab a quick drink and then I'm going to talk about the next one, which is health. Excuse me. Honestly, man flu, highly not recommended. Which leads me nicely, by the way, onto health, doesn't it? So let me move my little Santa. So I wrote this morning, actually. Just 10 days ago, I was running a mile, coming and doing, you know, 20 pull-ups, doing bench presses and clean and jerks and split jerks and back squats and front squats and hammer curls. And I was absolutely ripping it up health-wise. My health has been probably the best it's ever been 10 days ago. And then, boy, I went to England for 2 days. Well, that was a mistake, wasn't it? People coughing and spluttering on the trains and on the planes. No masks, no hands over mouths. Just bleh, coughing all over everything. Bleh, like a lighthouse, spreading all their germs as far and wide as possible. Welcome to England, everybody. So that was fun. And just 2 days, in just 2 days, after 2 years and 7 months of superb health. I've not been ill. I've not had a cold for like nearly 3 years now. I go to England for 2 days. Bang. I'm like, oh, just knocked me out for this last whole week. Absolutely knocked me out. I've not been able to work out. So I've gone from being able to do pull-ups to hardly being able to get up the stairs. This cold, this man flu, just dreadful, right? And it's been good for me. Let's put it this way. It's been good for me. It's been good because it's helped me actually realise just how precious health was. I was scrolling through Twitter a couple of days ago and there's a guy, he's probably early 60s. He has a tracheotomy. He's in hospital and he had some kind of motor neuron disease. And he was a runner. And he's like, this is my life now. He's been in hospital bed for like the last 3 months. I'm like, shit, that can flip in a heartbeat. And it really bothered me. And then obviously I got cold, and I had cold while I was watching this poor dude. And I thought about him this morning, and I'm like, shit, he's 10 years further on than me, maybe, you know? And he was a runner, he was fit, and we don't know how long we've got. And then obviously I'm ill, right? So I'm feeling sorry for myself anyway. There's a cough there to make it a bit more apparent. So I'm really feeling this stuff, you know? And I'm like, God damn, just 10 days ago I was killing pull-ups. I was doing weighted pull-ups with like 12 and a half kilos added on, you know, those belts that you put around your waist. And I'm crushing these pull-ups. And people are in the gym are still going, look at Dan. Fucking heck. You look at, it's 50. Let's look at 12 and a half kilo pull-ups. weighted pull-ups, amazing. And then this week, couldn't get off the bloody sofa. Chesty cough. And I'm like, when am I even going to get back to CrossFit? Like, it's... Yeah, now we're into 16th of December, then it's Christmas, then it's New Year. So I'm 2 weeks away from even kind of getting back. But this is what I've learned from this. We'll talk about fasting in a minute as well. But this is what I learned from this. Was seeing this guy and then feeling this. And then just 10 days ago, just in a heartbeat, you know, just a blink of an eye, my health has gone from up here down to nothing. Now, thankfully, touch wood, he says, touch wood, my health is going to be fine, and it's just a cold. It's Dan, it's man flu. Grow up. Get over it, you know? Us men, we struggle with this. And back me up, fellas. And but it was kind of like, I need to get really serious about my health. And, you know, we fly over to England in, 7 days a week from week to day, actually, I think it is. And I'm going to mask up everywhere, like... Like, I'm normally pretty good at that anyway, but I just got to protect myself and then protect my family. And you think about your health. My work capacity just dropped to almost zero this week. I did not have the capacity to hold a thought in my head because my cold, whatever it was just absolutely knocking me for six. And it's shocking how such a thing can change so quickly, and it can affect you so quickly. And so the health then affects the income. The health then affects your relationships. Your health then affects your physical health. Just a little thing like getting a cold. You know, I'm on a mission right now. Body fat loss, muscle mass increase, cardio improvements. It's been absolutely knocked off track because I got ill. And so, actually, we're going to get really serious. I've got vitamin tablets now. Let me see what was in these, by the way. We bought some of these. These are really good. I saw these on an advert. So, glucosamine, turmeric, chondroitin, and then loads of vitamins and so on. I'm 50. These bones aren't going to get better. These joints are not suddenly magically going to improve. And it's like, I need to really have more focus on better health, better internal health. I mean, I cook everything. I get loads of vitamin C now. Nothing is processed, right? The most processed stuff I have is probably fajita powder and maybe some of the sauces that I put on my chicken. Other than that, it's chicken salad, it's chicken and rice, it's chicken with peppers and onion. Like, it's really healthy stuff. Like, my diet has vastly improved, and there's more to go, right? So in 2023... maybe me being this ill, sure, it's knocked me off for a week, maybe 10 days, maybe for the rest of the month, right? But the lessons that I've learned in being this ill over just a very short space of time, from going feeling 1,000,000,000% better than I ever have done to feeling 1,000,000,000% worse, you know, it's just in such a short space of time, it's really hit. And this is why I want to share this stuff, because this stuff's really important, I think. No one seems to talk about this stuff, and... Well, I seem to talk about it. And people go, oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Dan. Nobody seems to talk about it. But it's true. You need to get your bloody health sorted out. If you're a few pounds overweight or quite a few pounds overweight, dude, do you think that's going to get better magically? Do you think your health is going to improve because you're overweight? And let's go underweight as well, just for balance, right? Because I know, you know, the whole... I was watching Bill Burr, by the way. Bill Burr on Netflix, very, very funny. But he was talking about how average people are getting attractive people off billboards, and like how that's been normalised. And Bill's like, you know, I recognise that I'm a normal, below average person. At least let me look at attractive people, men and women on billboards. At least have something to aim for. And what's wrong with having that aspiration? But look, if you are overweight, you need to lose some goddamn weight. No one else is going to tell you this stuff. And if that triggers you in some way, that probably should tell you more about where you are than when it doesn't trigger you, right? This is, let's just be 100% here. Let's just be honest about where we are. I was at least 10 kilos overweight, and I've still got another 3 to 4 kilos to lose before I get to where I want to get to. And it's hard. It's really, really hard. It's taken since April of eating basically 1,800 calories a day, no more than that, and going to CrossFit 3 to 5 times a week. Do you think that's painful by any stretch? It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. You go to CrossFit, you work out, you're out of breath, you feel like you're dying. People are joking about calling an ambulance. And I'm like, no, no, call the ambulance. You're looking for somewhere to be sick. Your heart rate is going up higher than it's ever been. Like, do you think that's easy? It's not easy. And you know it's not easy. And I know it's not easy. And everybody knows it's not easy, which is why most people don't go out and do this stuff, right? And your friends go, oh, there's more to life than that. I'm just going to go home and have a bottle of wine every night. Well, that's great for you. You do that. But I can tell you that having worked so hard to get to this point of fitness and then have it removed last week from having a cold, it's depressing as hell. And it's not good. And I don't want to go through that again. And so I want to make sure that my ability to remain as healthy as possible. I'm 50. I need to live as long as I can. I want to see, I've got a grandchild now. I want to see great grandchildren, which will happen in the next 30 years. More than likely, I'll be 80. Can we get a great great grandchild? If I live to 100, 110, who knows, right? That shit starts now. And, oh, well, it's Christmas coming up. I'll do it after Christmas. How about you lose a few pounds before Christmas? Put them back on over Christmas, lose a few more in January, and then start that journey again. Get into the habit. Start building this stuff up now. People don't want to talk about this because people get really upset. It's for 2022 and the cancel culture. We're not allowed to talk about these things, but I don't really care. Let's talk about savings and investments then. So, what do you want that to look like? I mean, you could start off with, what's your debt looking like? Because before you move into savings and investments, you want to be clearing off that credit card debt and paying off that car loan. That stuff is really important. Oh, no, Dan, I want to buy a house. I can make an 8% yield. Okay, 8% yield. All right. What's your debt on your car? 14% APR. Okay. So you're down 6%. Well, you pay your car off. By the way, I should add, none of this is financial advice. I'm not allowed to give financial advice because I'm not qualified to do so. So seek qualified advice from a financial advisor who works 60 hours a week for a living for the next 60 years. They know what we're doing, apparently. But get rid of some goddamn debt. Like, get rid of it. Get your credit cards in place. You owe £3,000 on a credit card, that's £300 a month for the next 10 months. That's done. Gone. By the time you get to December, you can then start moving that money over to investments. Hang on a second. Excuse me. So this is about you clearing off some of this debt. Like, do you want to make 2023 to be the year that you turn everything around? By the way, this is not to say that you're not currently turning it all around. But having a plan that you know that you can actually put into place is going to be vital. Let me just grab a quick drink here. So, getting rid of debt, car loans, credit card debt, store loans, other loans, right? Like, your yield or your return on investment on your investments isn't going to cover what you're currently paying in interest payments, right? The only thing that does that is property. That's why property is a good debt, as long as it's generating cash flow. I'll say that again. The only good debt is property if it's rented, because your rent is coming in, paying for servicing the loan, and then it leaves you a little bit more, right? So we get that. But all this other stuff is bad, bad, bad. And it is time, once and for all, to go, do you know what? God damn it. This is it. We're going to get rid of all of it. We're going to get rid of all the debt. You're going to get yourself debt free. Doesn't mean you have to close credit cards. You just start to use them better, right? This is what it's about. And your job for 2023 should be to be debt-free. You shouldn't be carrying any debt. Carrying debt is like climbing up a mountain with a sack full of boulders, right? A credit card boulder, a car loan boulder, a store card boulder, a loan for your TV boulder, store credit, right? And you're carting this boulder up the mountain, and at the top of the mountain is financial freedom, right? These boulders don't belong at the top of that mountain. You need to let go of them. You need to pay them off. And now is the time to start planning to do that in 2023. So how do you do it? Well, add them all up. £50,000. Okay. Let's just say you're not going to pay £50,000 off in a year. Or maybe you are. Let's talk about that. let's challenge that head on. Let's say you've got 50 grand worth of debt. What are you going to do to earn extra income? Right, it's 5 grand a month, let's just say. Let's do it in 10 months. Let's be fancy about it. 5 grand a month. How are you going to make 5 grand a month? Well, that's 10 clients paying you £500 a month. Okay, what's the service? That's up to you. Or it's 50 clients paying you £100 a month. Is that some kind of membership thing? Is it some kind of personal training? 50 hours at £100 a month, by the way. So if you did £100 a month and every weekend you did something for these people, like a personal training session with them, I don't know what it is. And if you haven't got those skills, then you have to invest in yourself, get the skills, and then that investment will pay for itself severalfold. But this is about you getting on a spreadsheet, getting on a sheet of paper, writing it all down. What is your debt? How much is it going to take you to pay off that debt? And then how do you translate whatever that debt is per month? So if it's 50 grand, so it's 5 grand a month, 10 clients at £500, or 20 clients at 250 quid, or 25 clients at £200, right? What is that? That can be anything. We call that the money matrix, by the way. And do that calculation. Like December, not just New Year, but the whole of December should be a period of self-reflection on, okay, this is what I've done this year. What was good? What was bad? What needs improvement? And then in December 2023, as I'm looking back at the last year, which is in the future, how does that look? This is about this self-reflecting. And we don't self-reflect. No, it's not self-reflect. No, it's too painful for the old ego. Let me grab a bottle of wine instead and go out with my mates and get shit-faced. Let's do that. That's much easier. That's not easier. You're just kicking that can further down the road. You're going to kick it down the road for another 30, 40 years, and then you're dead. And never having achieved your goals, your dreams, or any of that stuff. It doesn't make sense to me. And then finally, I run a marketing company, right? I've got to talk about marketing. So finally then, on marketing, what does that look like for you? So let me just pull up my task list. And I know that you can't see this, by the way. But just to give you some examples of my task list. So, for example, I've got targets based on our income, X pounds per month, right, by December 2023. So it goes up to that. And then we got little things. So last year I started off doing a podcast a day, I did pretty well though, probably got burnt out by May. I ended up doing quite a lot of podcasts. And actually, the second half of the year, probably didn't do any podcasts. Doing one every day is really hard. Not a huge amount of thought that goes into it. You just go live. And so it worked to some extent, but it was just burnout, right? So actually in 2023, we're going to change it up a little bit. So we're now going to do podcasts 3 times a week. We'll see how that goes. So it'll be like Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And for live like this, right? This is like a live podcast. So we're going to do those podcasts. And that allows us to have a bit more planning. And we'll probably, on the other 2 days, it gives me an hour or 30 minutes just to plan some of the other podcast sessions. So the quality of those podcast sessions are better. It means I can make more Santa pictures as my pointy arrows. Just a bit more thought goes into it. And then hopefully it'll give us a bit more consistency over time. And so that's one big thing for us. One of the other things that we're going to do, let me just find it. The mailing list that we have, just thought of something else. I'll tell you about that in a second. But the mailing list is far, far, far too small. Like for what we do and who we are, it's far too small. And so the mailing list has to get much, much bigger, like 20-fold, like a significantly amount. Now, we're going to have to throw some money at that, right? On Facebook ads, driving people to a landing page, give them a free download, get people into the database, join them in the Facebook group, right? It's marketing. It's what we do. But just allowing organic growth on emails. And by the way, email newsletters, like nobody opens this stuff. So it's like, well, Dan, why are you doing that? Lookalike audiences to upload onto Facebook, for example, although that's kind of going away a little bit now. But then being able to speak to people, we still get open, you know, 12 to 18% open rates are pretty good. Like the average now is like 6 to 10. And we're getting, I don't know, 12 to 18. I don't know what we get. And so there's still a place for those for email mailing lists. And so that's one of the other things that we're going to do. And then one of the massive things that I said we were going to do last year, this year, that we absolutely haven't, but and we kind of tested it, was YouTube Shorts, Instagram stories and Facebook stories, TikTok. I'm not doing a dancing, you're fine. But 59-second videos which show lifestyle, snippets of advice, that kind of thing. When we've run YouTube Shorts, like, you're like 19,000 views. Me doing pull-ups got like 5,000 views, right? Like in 24 hours. That stuff is really, really valid right now. And so you use YouTube Shorts to get subscribers, and you make sales through adding value content like this, for example, long form content like this. And so now people get to listen to you, they get to know you, they get to see your little idiosyncrasies, your sense of humor, who you are, what your values are. They're either going to love you, they're going to hate you. Brilliant. Well, this is about you getting in front of as many more people as you can. And the only way to do that is more podcasts, more live streams, more YouTube Shorts, more content posts such as this, but also other content posts. And then communicating through written copy. So the thing that we tested this year was writing long form copy every single morning. You notice I've not done that in December. And our number of sales calls for December has dropped off. Now that could be a time of year thing. But also because we got really busy at the start of December, then I got really ill. I'm still ill. And so it just dropped off. Long form copy, which is something else I need to add on to this, 5 days a week. Long form copy, 5 days a week. Those things, let me run through them. 3 podcasts a week. Increasing them in the email list so we can email people. YouTube Shorts. More live content. And more long form copy. If you get, I promise you this, right? If you do that, if you follow that one path, your 2023 is going to look vastly different to 2022. Everybody's going to know who you are. Some people are going to hate you, by the way, which is fucking awesome. Love it. Dan, you're a knobhead. Brilliant. Never, ever going to get them on a call. They're never going to waste my time. Wonderful. Dan, you're a bit of a knobhead, but we like you. Brilliant. Let's jump on a call, see how we can help. Yeah, let's do that. Right? That's the difference. That getting in front of people and allowing people to see you for who you truly are. They're going to love you or hate you, but they're going to take some action. They're either going to ignore you for the rest of their life, which makes way for other people, right, to come into your life, or they're going to do business with you. And this line stuck with me. I heard it from Grant Cardone. He said, if I can make half the people hate me and half the people love me, I could do anything. Hell, I could be president one day. Clearly talking about President Trump there. And half the people hate him, half the people love him. It's bizarre, right? But you can do if you get to that point, but you've got to get in front of enough people. And that, my friends, will do us for today. I hope that's really useful for you. We've gone for, 40 minutes today? That's the longest I've gone for quite some time. I'm surprised considering I'm ill. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful, and we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.